Welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery, the show that helps mission-based leaders like you build the inner endurance and mindset that you need to successfully pursue your mission. My name is Mario Minner. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And today we're going to be talking about unstoppable moments. So let me ask you right off the bat, what is your unstoppable moment? I believe that every single person has a moment in their lives where if I were to ask you, tell me about a time when you just felt unstoppable. I really believe that every single one of us has one of those moments. So what is it for you? Take it all the way back to the early days when you're playing sports, or maybe when you first got involved with your career. Maybe it was when you're hanging out with your family and everything was just clicking. I don't know exactly what it is, but just tell me, like, what could that be? What is that moment for you? Because I believe that we all have those moments. For me, I've had a couple of just unstoppable moments. The first one that comes to mind for me is the first time that I crossed the finish line at Ironman Wisconsin in 2017. I actually have a poster of it right here in my office to remind me of that unstoppable feeling, but it was months and years of training to get to the point where I was just capable of even signing up for the race. Then there were so many obstacles that I had, and then to overcome all of those obstacles and to cross that finish line was one of the best feelings in the entire world. And in that moment, when I'm crossing the finish line, I felt unstoppable. So that's just one that comes to mind. Another is, it's almost kind of embarrassing to admit this, but I just remember in high school, we were playing a team. I was playing quarterback, and I just threw like the perfect deep pass. I remember I just like rolled out right and just threw an absolute bomb. And it was just a dime. It was just right in the receiver's hands. He took a couple of steps and then ran into the end zone. And in that moment, I just felt like I made the perfect play. And this may seem kind of weird, like going back into that moment, putting yourself in that situation, but it creates in me right now the same feeling that I'm unstoppable. And the reason why this is kind of top of mind for me is because I went through this exact same exercise with one of my clients this past week. And one of the exercises that we were doing is we were trying to get really clear on his long-term vision, his 10-year vision. And when you are first doing an exercise like this, you have almost like a tendency to almost play a little small because you're not really sure like what you're capable of 10 years from now. And you almost kind of want to play it safe because sometimes if you list out some really big, scary goals, then it almost like starts to feel like you start to feel a little pressure and start to feel like you actually need to follow through on it. So the first time that I did this exercise with one of my clients, he went through the exercise. And as we were going through it, I started to ask him like, what parts really excite you? And are there any parts that kind of scare you? And he kind of struggled to answer that question. And so the way that I understood it was that he wasn't thinking big enough. He was kind of playing small when doing that exercise. And so then what I did is I said, tell me about a time when you felt unstoppable. Tell me about a time when you just felt like you were absolutely crushing it. And he had that feeling and he described when that was. And for him, it was also his senior year of high school. He was a football player. He was also a Division I football player in college. And he told me about this game where he had like four or five touchdowns, a couple on offense, one on defense, one on special teams. And the way that he described it to me is he said, I just felt untouchable. It just felt like no matter what they did, they just couldn't stop me. They just couldn't even touch me. And I said, go back to that moment, go back to that game, close your eyes, put yourself in that situation. Describe to me, what did it feel like? What were you thinking about? What were you feeling? What were you seeing? And we went through that exercise. And then I said, how do you feel right now? And he said, I feel amazing right now. And that's the power of doing this exercise, because if you can experience that feeling once, you can do it again. And it's almost like by going through this exercise, you remind yourself of your greatness. You remind yourself of your power. And then I said, with that exact same untouchable feeling and that unstoppable power, I want you to go through this exercise again. And the next time that we met, he came back with the vision and it was way bigger. It was way more powerful. And I really believe it was because he tapped into that unstoppable moment and that unstoppable power. And so I share this exercise with you because I think it might be something that you can take advantage of today. You know, and I just want to ask you, like, how would you feel if you came back to that moment more frequently? How much better would you operate if you focused on that feeling maybe before a key meeting, or maybe before a sales call, or maybe at the beginning of the week, right? So like, how would you feel if you, one, identified that experience, two, if you went back to it? Then the next step is to think about, how can you tap into that feeling more frequently? Again, because if you can get there once, you can do it again. And so these are just a few really powerful questions that you can think about today to tap into that unstoppable moment, that unstoppable power. And as I bring it back to you, I really want to challenge you to go back to a time when you felt unstoppable. I actually want you to like close your eyes, think about it. When was that time that you felt unstoppable? And then I want you to start to establish a ritual to focus on that more frequently. Maybe it's something that you close your eyes and you think about before a sales call, before a meeting, at the beginning of your week. Start to think about what is that ritual that you can put in place to focus on that feeling more frequently. Because you tell me, if you tap into that unstoppable power, that untouchable feeling, if you do that more frequently, do you think you're going to get closer to your goals or further away from them? I think you would agree with me that this is something that can actually make a difference. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. This is something that's been working with my clients, something that's working with me, and I want to share that with you. So that is the challenge. Go back to a time when you felt unstoppable, close your eyes, put yourself in that situation, and use that power right now. And then think about, how can you establish a ritual to tap into it more frequently? So that is what I have for today. I hope that this helps. I hope that this inspires you. And I hope that you follow through on this challenge today. And as I close it out, I just want to remind you that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.